Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. One of the things we love to talk about here on the show is being more mindful. And one thing that I find really helps is rituals to help you do that. So, boy, do we love the book, A Year of Living Mindfully, Rituals to Seasonally Nourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. It takes you through the four seasons and gives you some great ideas. We've got Randy Reagan here now. She is the author. And today we're going to focus on spring. Hello, Randy. Welcome.
Hello, ladies. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. The book is absolutely beautiful. And I love when you can actually put things into action, because that's what we love to do here on Naturally Savvy. So jump right in and talk to us about spring and some of the things we can do to renew ourselves.
Well, spring is naturally about starting fresh and starting over. When we look around and we see everything that's happening in the natural world around us, it's blooming, it's growing, it's sprouting, it's budding. And I think it's a really great way to kind of link that energy into our own daily routines. So starting over in spring, to me, is all about refreshing and cleansing and detoxing, health practices that help you emphasize that process, that focus on fleshing out and reinvigorating. So anything that helps you to do that, I think, is a really great spring ritual and routine.
So what are some of the things that you recommend in terms of, you know, should we do a detox every single spring? Should we, because I know it's also coming, things are coming to life. So what are some of the practices that you recommend that we should do?
Well, first of all, I would recommend just doing a little journaling exercise to write down all the things that are working for you in your daily well-being practice and the things that are not working. So once you see them on paper side by side, you see which list is bigger. And that can kind of really illustrate quickly maybe where you need to turn your focus. So, you know, write down everything that works, things that you want to change, things that you may want to try new that you've heard about, and just put them in a column. Will this work for me? Is this not working for me? And then from there, you can kind of proceed. One thing that I like to turn people toward is focusing on the lymphatic system. It's responsible for cleansing the blood. And one of the easiest things that you can do in terms of just daily practice is to drink a lot of water that flushes out your system and all your organs and your glands easily and quickly, and then to do dry brushing. It's one of my favorite springtime activities. You just take a really nice natural bristle brush, you brush strong and hard on dry skin, and it increases your circulation and it gets your lymphatic system moving. If you have the ability to get a lymphatic massage, that's great. I have a little section in my book where you can self-massage with your fingers around your neck and earlobes. That's where your lymph glands are located. And you can start to work with that, because that is a really great, easy way to kind of move the lymph glands and get them exercised and massaged. Another thing to do is to start looking at lemons. Lemons are an amazing thing, one of my favorite things in nature. You can make a lemon drink every morning with hot water. That's a great way to flush your system and reset your pH balance and get your digestion moving in all ways, from top to bottom. You can start working with lemon on all your salad dressings. It's got a lot of vitamin C. It's an antioxidant. It's got a lot of antibacterial qualities. So those are like the basics that I sort of point people to with spring.
You know, you mentioned in the beginning about rethinking your relationship with time for healthier well-being and looking at what you're doing. And I'd love to say to people, if you're not doing anything for your well-being, boy, do you really need to start. So why not this spring, right? And get this wonderful book, A Year of Living Mindfully, and get some great ideas. Now, I did make a recipe in the book. I know there was cilantro in it. It was really good.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite recipes, just because it's an all-purpose spread. It's listed as a pesto, but you can literally, I use it sort of like a basic dip, as a spread, as a peanut butter type thing on toast. It's just lovely, because cilantro is a very important herb. It works on cleansing the blood and detoxifying heavy metals from the body, and it's mixed with basil, which is a good source of free radicals, and it oxidizes, it keeps free radicals from oxidizing cholesterol in the bloodstream, so it really flushes out blood vessels. And it's simple and easy. You just throw everything in a blender or a food processor. You put the basil, the cilantro, some almonds, some olive oil, our friend the lemon juice, some garlic. You mix it all up, and you've got a spread, a pesto, that you can traditionally use on pastas and noodles and things like that. But I love it so much, I use it on toast and crackers. I literally eat it like peanut butter out of a jar. It's wonderful.
It is very, very tasty. Another great thing is to, you know, the spring clean, and everyone talks about all the junk and it's time to spring clean. And that's where those lemons come right back into play. Mm-hmm. Andrea and I love talking about making your own cleaning products and baking soda and lemon and vinegar and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think we tend to get locked to chemically, big chemical solutions to our cleaning problems. And I think the simpler that you can be with it and the more you can move strong chemicals out of your household, the better. So using simple things like lemon juice and baking soda, those are my two favorite things, and vinegar. But you can use them practically everywhere in your house and in your life. Lemon juice is a degreaser. It deodorizes. You can put it in your laundry to remove stains. Baking soda can be mixed with water as a general cleaner. It deodorizes. It gets rid of stains as well. It's this nice scrub when you mix it with salt. So you've got all these basic tools in your kitchen that you might be using just for cooking, and then you can just make a little shift, move them over into cleaning duty, and you've got lovely, lovely scents and aromas, and you've reduced your chemical load too in your house.
Which is a big plus. So, you know, we talked about refreshing, cleansing, detoxifying, flushing. Let's talk a little bit about reinvigorating. So what are some ways, now that it's spring, we can reinvigorate ourselves, you know, come back to life? What are some suggestions that you have and tips that you can share with our listeners?
One of the most enjoyable things that I encourage people to do is to get out and walk around and just spend time, if you can, every day, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, walking around in the spring weather. It's probably tempestuous and moving from hot to cold to windy to rainy, but if you can get out in it and notice
sure
all
is.
These changes that are happening, it's lovely. And just be aware, that's part of mindful living, is just living in the moment and looking around and seeing what's happening as it's unfolding in front of you. And one of the best ways to do that is to get out and walk around and notice the things that happen in your neighborhood from day to day. You can see something that's not blooming one day, and the next day you walk by, boom, there's a giant flower that's just emerged. So it's a really great way to kind of emerge into the season and see what's happening and bring that back into your life.
I'm so glad you said that about being mindful, because my daughter has been so miserable because the weather is not that warm and it's still really cold. And she's like, why am I wearing a winter hat? It's spring. And I keep having to explain, just because it's spring on the calendar doesn't mean the weather matches. So I need to teach her, like, you know what? Just wear a warm hat and a coat. Who cares? But you'll feel warmer and you can still appreciate the beauty. So getting our kids to be mindful, that can be tricky, but it's so important to try.
Take a walk with them and just notice everything that's out. Notice the birds that are building their nests, and notice the little buds that are happening on the trees, even though it's still cold. That stuff is happening. You just have to look a little bit closer and a little bit more carefully, and you can make a game out of it with your kids.
It's true. My mom, who has always had a cottage up north, and my kids from a very young age to really appreciate what's out there and to look at everything. And she was with us this weekend, and we were taking a walk, and she stopped us. We were with my little daughter, and she stopped and said, look at the tree. The trees are budding. And she was always someone who really makes us take a look at what's going on around us and noticing it. So I love that you said that, Randy, because really, I mean, now is such a beautiful time with everything coming back to life and those trees that are budding and some that have already budded and some that are just starting to. So it really is beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, and also for writing for NaturallySavvy.com. We love your articles and we love having you on the site. So people can learn more about Randy, if you like, at greenblissecospa.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Randy with an I, Reagan. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please go outside and take a walk. It's spring. Stay well.